Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Alright, hello. You're now listening to the Comic Book Rundown. I have taken over the show.
Alright,
but Joey's still doing the editing.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yes, we are on the Comic Book Rundown. Thank you for that awesome intro, Ron. And with us today, I'm your host, Joe.
Co-host Ron.
I'm Ellie.
With us today is Ellie.
Oh, wait, shit, we forgot to do the previous issues.
Last time on Comic Book Rundown.
We're stealing all your work.
Hold on. I get it that this is all new. You know, still trying to figure out how this thing is going to work out, but we did it after the introductions.
If you want to listen to our other episodes, listen to the past 4 episodes.
Correct.
And episodes 70 through 75.
Look at that.
Yeah, I'm going to do it this
listen
time.
To all of our podcasts.
Do you know? Yes.
But except for the reverse, or the Flash, the death of the Reverse Flash, because they suck.
First of all, how dare.
Number no, I'm one. Just kidding. Actually, the podcasts were great. It was the comics that sucked. We actually brought life to them.
We took this dead corpse of a comic book.
Dead corpse.
Yeah, well, okay. Anyway, yes, we're on the 5th issue of this Grim Fairy Tales arc, issue number 11, and we'll just hop into it. You guys already said all the other stuff, so...
Bluebeard.
Yes, this one's Bluebeard. It was written by Joe Tyler and Ralph Tedesco, art by Jason Craig, colors by Thomas and Tori Mason, and letters by Art Monkeys.
Now, isn't Jason Craig the new James Bond?
No, it's Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig, there we go.
Well, that's his little brother.
I just thought Daniel Ferguson.
So I think I said this to you previously, but Bluebeard is one of the ones that I never knew really much about.
Same here. I never heard of it until I read this.
Yeah.
I kept mixing it up with Blackbeard.
Right?
All the time.
Especially like the picture that's on the front cover, you totally think like...
Well, the picture on these covers. This cover is... The cover was by David Seedman. Mm. And I think they were specifically made for the trades.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
Which is beautiful. Like, but these covers that they put in these are beautiful.
But this right here makes me think Kraken and... Pirate.
Yeah, evil pirate with those Cthulhu tentacles at the end.
But that is really nothing like what it is.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with that at all, actually.
There's no tentacles at all.
Yeah.
It upset the weeb beside me here.
I give it 0 out of 10 stars.
Oh, Jesus. We start out this issue. This lady...
she's a real Debbie Downer.
She kind of is a Debbie Downer. But she's being handed these black and white photos... And she's being talked to by what I can only assume is a
private investigator.
Yeah, PI.
Okay, but real quick. The private investigator takes a picture of her tits.
Boobs.
Hey, it was on the job, you know,
like,
it just happened.
Gotta make sure that you understand that she's got boobs, so let me take one picture of the boobs here and then
a real set of badonkers. Honga belong logos.
I mean, anyway, but back to the story. Debbie is talking to this private investigator and...
He was supposed to be at work late that night.
Yeah, well, she had him
following her husband because she thought there was something fishy going on because of all that he was dropping hints and signs that, you know, something was going on.
Yeah, that he was hiding something.
Late days from home from work, you know, doing this, doing that. And one of the other things that was said was that, you know, this Miss Tillman that he was meeting with, they had met at one of her warehouses and then they had went out to lunch.
So the funny thing is, this guy's taking pictures of him, of those two. And he says, you know, they weren't there long, 15, maybe 20 minutes tops. And Debbie's like, just enough time for a quickie. But...
They're sitting in a restaurant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Baby, look at me in the eyes and talk
dirty. Oh, you know what? No, you're right. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. You said something about the storage building.
Oh,
that's where they
went for 15 that's where they, minutes.
Yeah. Just enough time for a quickie. Because they met the same... She works in the same building as... Her as this guy.
Yeah. And the Miss Tillman is the woman that her husband is quote-unquote cheating on her with.
That she thinks she's...
Allegedly.
There it is.
Allegedly. Yeah, put those in there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can see the air quotes.
Oh, visual.
But they
joke.
Can hear it.
You can hear it in the way he speaks.
It's like... air quotes.
Oh my gosh.
So, Tom, the husband, comes home. And the house is completely dark, and Debbie's just sitting there kind of reminiscing. She's in the dark, just holding a pillow tight, like trying to remember the good times. Mm-hmm. And what you have that face?
Okay, no, when I first looked at this, I thought that was her leg right there. I'm like, why the fuck does she have a furry ass leg? But it's like a blanket sitting next to her.
Maybe it's just past winter. I mean,
yeah.
Well, no, because they're in shorts here in a minute.
Yeah.
So she's like, you know, I was just thinking, do you remember the day we met? And Tom's like, of course I remember. It was not like it was 20 years ago. It was one of the best days of my life. And she's like, I remember everything about that day. It was raining.
I thought it was sunny, he says.
We were working together at DMI, and I used to see you every day in the cafeteria. I used to wish that you would come over and talk to me, and then you did. And
he's like, you're acting really weird, honey. Are you sure you're okay?
I'm just reminiscing. I'm fine.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be out of town. I've got to go out of town tomorrow. A meeting came up with a big client, and I've got to fly down there for the weekend.
He's like, yep, anyway, I'm going to
go. All right, well, I'm going to go make me a sandwich.
Sandwich time, and he sprints into the kitchen.
He's like, okay, cool, I'm going to leave. And he leaves her on the couch crying. Like,
well, actually, he doesn't see her crying.
Well, no, but at the same time, when a woman says she's fine,
this one, she's not fine.
So Debbie wakes up, and she hears a scraping sound, and she sees that Tom is not in bed. And so she looks out the window, and she sees him putting this giant chest in the trunk of his car.
Yeah.
Or is it pulling it out of?
Putting it into, I think. Oh, no, actually,
he's dragging it.
He's dragging it away from the car.
So okay, so he's pulling it out of his trunk.
Originally, I thought he was putting it into it. That's
same, cool. I thought so, too.
And also, a little detail in the shirt. He's wearing a Friday the 13th.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. I like that. Mm-hmm.
And this trunk looks like the kind of thing you'd see in, like, a fantasy movie, where it's, like, very... for sure has, like, magic stuff inside
I'm
of it.
I'm fairly certain that Link's going to get an item out of there that he's going to need later on in the dungeon.
to defeat the boss.
Yeah.
Back at... because apparently Debbie is a school teacher, and she is remembering the conversation she had with Tom that morning where...
I thought I heard you in the garage. Nope. I was up in the middle of the night to get a snack. You must have been dreaming.
Yeah. It is like a flashback while she's in the classroom.
Yeah, she's just reminiscing about
but
that morning.
But he's a little shady.
He's also a bad liar, yeah.
Which, I mean, that should tip her off right there that he's not a good liar, so that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
she's startled out of it by a familiar woman.
Debbie's basically opens up saying that she thinks that Tom is having an affair. And Stella's like, are you sure? I don't think that's...
sounds
kind of
silly here. Why don't you read this children's
story? Well, before that, she also... Debbie's like, I'm really sure, and that's not the worst part though. I think he's planning on killing me, and that's when Cell's like,
slow down a second, there, Debbie Downer.
Hold on, look, this may sound silly, but this story might help you. This fairy tale about this guy named Bluebeard might help you out. Read it. There you go. See what happens.
And she's like, really? A fucking kid's book? What kind of fucking weeb advice is that?
Like, why'd you have to look at Ellie when you said that?
It's like, here's this manga about Goku overcoming tough trials. Like...
So we go into the story of Bluebeard, and he was...
For many years, an empty castle stood on hollowed ground. Mm-hmm. It had been abandoned for as long as anyone could remember. Then, one day, the rightful heir of the castle came to claim it.
Which is Bluebeard.
He was called Bluebeard due to a thick blue hair that sprouted from his face.
Huh.
Is that where a beard grows from?
I thought he was called Bluebeard because I had a wife that was covering for his... Never mind.
a beard.
Nobody knew his true name. In fact, not much was known about Bluebeard except that he had a blue beard. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. When I read that, I was like, yep.
What? Wait, that sounds right. Hold on. Basically, Bluebeard moves everything into his castle. He finally comes back to his
days
air
and days
castle.
Of moving.
Weeks after many weeks. And then all the movers are gone. Bluebeard sends out his...
Herald.
Thank you. And basically has...
all you single bitches, get to the castle!
So yeah, he sends his herald, his loyal retainer.
The turnout of potential brides was less than would be expected for a man of Bluebeard's wealth, but the rumors of his past and menacing appearance kept all but the peasant girls away.
Which, to be fair...
just as Bluebeard had hoped.
He's actually not that menacing. Unless they
he
don't
looks like
a really
his... nice-looking guy.
Yeah, unless they don't like his Bluebeard.
He has a very kind face in most of the pictures that he's in.
What I get is that kind of that rugged, but also like what is it? A rustic hospitality.
There you go.
Like he's got that look of like a very weathered man,
he's
but also
got a
like
cabin in the woods, but he's not gonna kill you in it.
Yeah, he's the friendly dude.
He
can
kill
into.
You outside of it because it stays the wood.
Exactly.
So he's talking to this potential bride named
potential
Dasha.
Blonde.
She's a potential blonde. If you
won't
think about it,
until he checks the carpet and see if it matches the
aren't drapes. All of us potential blondes?
I mean, I just had a very blonde moment there, but and he is asking her
Dasha. Her name is
yep.
Dasha.
Nice.
Dasha or Dasha?
Yep.
He's asking her about loyalty, and you know, it's trust and loyalty are the cornerstones of a marriage.
And she's like, "Baby, if you got money, I'll be loyal." No,
which is literally why only the peasant girls are there. Like,
well, no, he wanted the peasant girls because all of the
the
preppy,
the rich bitches.
Yeah, they would.
They're worried about status more than anything,
yep.
Or like, who can I marry to?
Whereas
get
he wants
stuff.
He wants somebody for trust and loyalty. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point,
as opposed to getting somebody just for love. But that'd be silly.
I mean, the trust, the love comes with the trust and loyalty.
But the thing is, like,
but
yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
But
if you have
he
trust,
doesn't
and
even
love.
Know anything about her right here. He's just taking her, you know, at you know, face value.
That's fair.
And he's like, you know what? I like the way you answered my questions. You seem honest enough. Here's
all, she said
all
was yes.
Here's all the keys to my house.
It's like speed dating.
And I'm going to give you the dick.
Really quick speed dating. Mm-hmm. Because they get married the next day.
Oh.
So there's no courtship. But then, like, the day after, he leaves.
He's like, by the way, bitch, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, he's. But this is where the trust thing comes in. It's like, all right, I'm leaving. You have free reign of the house except for this one room. And this key goes to that room.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to anywhere in the house except this room. And she's like, well, why not? Like, because it's my rule. That's mm-hmm. my one rule. Just don't do it.
Because I said so. Deuces.
Yeah, basically.
Can I trust you to obey my one wish?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, eh, I guess.
Yeah. And so leaves. Bluebeard leaves with his party. And she's like, all right, cool. I guess I got the castle.
Oh,
and
my
she's...
God, that's what it is.
Okay.
Bluebeard was an adventurer. He's got all the treasure. He has to leave all the time. Nobody knows much about him. And he's got a name like Bluebeard.
It's possible.
He's a fucking adventurer from D&D.
It's very possible.
Mm-hmm. Or Pathfinder.
No, D&D.
Yeah, he couldn't survive solo in Pathfinder. There's no way.
So Dasha is at the castle all by herself. Mm-hmm. And so she has plenty of time to go, you know, walk around the grounds.
Explore everything.
Explore the castle. I think after like the first day or second day, it starts to rain, so now she's limited to only
the castle.
Only the castle.
Mm-hmm.
And so she checks every room, and she was content until, like, the fourth day, I think, when she had already checked every room.
It's been a couple
room.
Days. She's been around everywhere. She's discovered everything she can in the castle.
And so now she's like,
all that's
right.
left is that one room he told her not to go into. At first, she's like, nah, you know, I don't want to go into it. And then she's like, you know what? Fuck it. I need to see what's in here. I want to know what he's hiding.
Yeah.
What kind of shit am I getting myself into here?
That's the thing I like about the story, but, like, me personally, like, in a castle, you put me inside of, like, one person's house, I can be entertained for a week. Like, a castle where it's, like, stacks of gold.
Dude,
like,
none of that, but, like, there's swords in the background. There's, like,
there's
I would be fucking having a blast in
there's
there.
There's, like, a
yeah, but you're the only one there.
Exactly.
So? I would be, like so get, entertained. Well,
just with yourself?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Usually I've been like, look at this great sword, man. The polish is real good. No, but like a great sword, like you could like swing it around. Like, all right, I'm gonna go into the training room and mess with these dummies. But
sure, but that's only.
But that doesn't
gives
make it
you
compelling.
Like an hour's worth of satisfaction.
Yeah, and it's not a compelling story.
But he came back
either.
The next day.
No, he came back a week later.
Oh, that's right. No, I meant like after she goes into the room. Like he literally came back the next day.
Maybe the.
It's almost like he knew she went in there.
Uh huh.
Magic.
Like it was magical.
So here's the question, though. If she would have waited to go in there,
oh,
how
fuck.
Long?
How long would he have waited?
How long would he have waited to come back?
I trust him.
Cause
maybe
now,
a week.
Because now, see, in that case, because he doesn't actually say how long he's going to be gone, does he?
We will be away for several days.
Okay.
So he does actually. Yeah, he does actually say.
So like, so here's my thing. So if he was waiting to come back until after she opened the door to the room, he had automatically set her up for failure, right?
Correct.
I mean,
but
yeah.
That's assuming.
But did he have a time limit? Of how long he would have waited before he came back. Because, like, let's
say. He didn't
say
he was going to be gone for like a fortnight. He said he was going to be gone for like
a
several days.
A few days. Several days.
So,
exactly. So
several days could be, you know, 14 days.
Well, okay. Yeah. So she could be, in theory.
But it could be, you know, 4 days.
Mm. It'd be several is like more than four.
More than three.
That's a few is three.
Yes, more is three. Yeah. So, okay. So she checks it out on the fourth day, which means he came back on day five.
Le gasp.
Mm-hmm. And she's wondering, like, what will be in this room? It must be a treasure greater than all the rest combined. But, like, there's, like, this fountain with a fucking diamond the size of my fist on top of it. Or one of your fists. And
wait, what? I get that because you have little hands.
I have tiny hands.
She was talking about, you know, like, maybe there's a treasure in here that's, you know, better than all the rest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she says the thing I always say, just because of internet stuff. What? Curiosity killed the cat and whispered one part of her mind. As she slides the key into the lock, satisfaction brought him back, shouted another.
And when she opens up the door,
what there did we find? Is...
Let the bodies hit the...
Oh. There's a lot of bodies.
All females' bodies.
So this... okay, so I literally just got back from seeing Midsommar. This is basically what happened in that movie. I saved you guys. Although it's a really good movie.
Okay. Yeah.
Just probably check it out.
Did you just fucking spoil that movie for me?
I did.
You son of a bitch.
So I'm not a huge fan of gore, but actually...
It'll be in there this fucking month. You're fine.
I played Dead Space.
There you go. But yeah, no, so we have bodies strung up in shackles up on the wall.
Yeah,
on the one side. And then on the other side is a stone
altar,
tablet.
Altar, yeah. An altar with a bunch of heads impaled on spikes.
Yep.
Yeah, all with various bits of skin missing.
Yeah, all the bodies are in it's different sorts of decay.
Super gory.
Yep.
And she drops the key into a puddle of blood.
Yep.
Which is still wet.
I am intrigued, though. You know, when he gave her the keys... It was all on a key ring, and she took that one key off.
And
the key.
Like a dumbass. Of course, that'd be even worse to drop a handful of keys into a puddle of blood.
Well, but here's the thing, though.
You know how hard it is to take a key off a keychain now? I don't know what keychains were like in medieval times. Then again, this is a magic world.
They clasped, and then they came apart like this.
Yeah, so much easier. They're a little easier.
Yeah, you know, like the little things they have like on the binder corners, like where you're hanging? Like,
yeah.
That's basically what it would have been like.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, so she grabs the key up and rushes out of the room. Mm. The very next day, she is trying to scrub all of the blood off the key. And she does a really terrible job at it.
Yeah.
Like, really bad. Because
did
when,
they not have kerosene back then?
Well, they should have.
Yeah. I mean, they have oil lamps and stuff.
That's what I'm saying. When Bluebeard comes back, his first thing he asks is like, all right, can I have my key back? He doesn't say keys. He wants the one particular key.
I'd have been like, here you go. Here's the closet key. Boom.
Just, like, go through all of them.
Just because they were like, is this your key?
After he asked for the key back, he's like, did I ever tell you that you're not my first wife? And she's like, no. And he's like, in each one of my former brides, I have left alone in the castle for a fortnight.
Ah.
Everyone starts flossing.
I'm going to smack you.
I got you.
Yeah, so maybe he did leave for a fortnight. It took her that long to get the blood off. To even attempt to try to get the blood off.
Okay.
And she still couldn't get the blood off.
Dude, that's why the blood wouldn't come off, because she waited.
Yeah.
For 20 minutes, she's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
And then it rusted, she's like, shit.
So Bluebeard's like, yeah, no, this was a test.
And he says, there are other things that I have not told you.
Yeah, this was a test, and you failed. You betrayed me. You didn't listen to what I said. Mm-hmm. I gave you one rule, and you...
You're all the same. You cannot be trusted.
Mm-hmm. As he smashes a vase.
Well, it's his vase.
Rather,
he
rather, yeah.
You
wants.
Dare run from me?
Yeah, she's running through the kitchen. She grabs grabs a knife.
She grabs a fucking knife straight off the gun. What I do like is, I don't know why I want to mention this, but
where
like,
do you think you're
going? He's dressed up much like a pirate, like a loose-fitting, I don't know what they call that, a white...
A shirt?
Blouse?
Shirt.
Okay, a white long-sleeve shirt with like the...
A tunic?
Leather lace.
I don't know if it's tunic.
No, it's not a tunic. I was just saying.
I don't know what the term is, but...
It's a shirt.
Okay, a shirt with like the lace front, where like...
That wasn't just a pirate thing, though. That was, you know...
No, it was just a pirate thing. You weren't there. You don't know. Yeah. Anyway, he knocks over some beans as he's running down the stairs.
And then this next picture, it's his hands in shadows, like, chasing her down the... Like, it reminds me of, like, a first-person, like... If you're watching, like, a zombie movie and they went from the zombie's point of view, that's what you'd see.
So, yeah, he's chasing her
Here
toward the room.
Fate has led you back.
He knocks a knife out of her hands, but before he can actually open up the door and drag her through.
Look how far away the knife goes when he slaps it out of her hand, and then it's that close to him when,
I mean, he did the bad thing where it bounced off the wall and came back.
That's possible. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
Before he can drag her through the door, she claws at him, mm-hmm. grabs a knife, and jams it in his gut.
Yep. And he's like, it was all...
Yeah, he's trying to tell her what it was. But then we cut back to the real world. And Debbie is like, why would Stella give me this story? This is terrible.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
And she just puts it together that maybe Tom is actually trying to kill me.
And then, boom, Tom's right behind her.
Cue Tom.
Sorry to startle you, honey. She's like, oh, shit.
Like, I thought you were going to be in San Diego. I have a surprise for you. Doesn't even answer that question.
Okay, but in this panel where he says he has a surprise for her, does he not look like a little fucking kid standing there?
I mean, I think it's the perspective.
It's definitely perspective, because it's very Resident Evil, high corner.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Surprise, original. What are you talking about? Come on. So she grabs a fucking knife.
Yeah. And she's like very, very nonchalantly hiding it right behind her back. I mean,
holding her hand hardcore behind her back.
Yeah, it looks like she's like if you were scratching your back and you just left your hand there.
So here's the big thing. They go to walk out the door. She sees that he doesn't have a car. Like his car that he has, his Lexus, is gone. He said, I ran into this truck. And hooked up to it is this boat, the speedboat. I get she's putting together that this is very similar to the Scott Peterson trial case thing.
But the thing is, like, there's no, like, concrete mix in the boat. There's no 5-gallon buckets or cinder blocks.
But what I'm getting at is that she's asking all these questions to him. He's not answering anything.
He's not getting it either. Like,
it's very... Yeah, he's not understanding that she is being very scared.
This is why I don't do surprise things.
Well, and this is that's the thing, like... He's, you know, trying to make this, you know, like...
very romantic, very... Sure, very special
and situation. She's like...
She's freaking the fuck out.
Bitch. Yeah, she's terrified he's going to murder her. So she's
you motherfucker.
He's taking her to Bear Lake. She was able to pry that little bit of information out of him. And this, you know, this is where she's thinking that he's going to kill her, dump her in the trunk, and dump that into the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to die. They end up stopping off at this barn... And he is still trying to surprise her. And she is freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
To the point where she grabs a knife that she had and stabs Tom in the gut. And he goes falling through the doors to this crowd of people yelling surprise. Because it's Debbie's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a birthday party.
Yeah.
That... And how did she not forget... I mean, I get she was probably in a lot of... distress that my husband's cheating on me.
Up. People are like maybe
yeah.
What I love this is like when she pulls out the knife, she's like, "You're going to kill me and stuff me in that chest and dump me in the lake." He's like, whoa, calm down, babe. You're just confused. The girl you're talking about is a party planner." And then, double handed, stabs this knife directly into his stomach and screams, "Stay back!" And that's when he stumbles through the door into. Mm-hmm. Oh god, it's brutal.
And Stella's there. She's like. Oh, Debbie, you should have finished the story. Because at the end of the Bluebeard story, we find out that Bluebeard had put a magical, not curse, but like a little magical barrier. Enchantment over the room.
To make them see whatever they wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
And see, here's my thing. She went into that room thinking she was going to find a treasure.
You think your shoe was all treasure.
Right. So why, if it was supposed to be what she thought she was going to find, then why wouldn't that have been what she found? Why would she think in the first place?
Sorry. Yeah, it would have been more of a thing of like...
Why would she think in the first place that, you know, like, oh, he's a fucking mass murdering psychopath that's going to have all these bodies and... Like, she was twisted. She was a demented psychopath.
She was a peasant girl that this rich man came in and now I'm married to him.
Yeah, a mysterious man she never knew, and there's, like, rumors around that he may have been immortal.
Yeah, I forgot about that part.
Mm. I mean, a mysterious man who, like, disappears and reappears all the time. Like, it would get kind of wild.
Well, we end the story with the Bluebeard.
Going back and finding out the end of...
And, yeah, we see what she was... Well,
she's
not
like, Debbie, you dumbass, if you would have read the whole story, you would have seen what was going on.
Yeah, we see the stat... They're just statues. Mm-hmm. It's all busts and statues in this room with paint.
Yeah, you think if his magic can do that to a room, you think it could heal him?
You think?
Just like
that room only shows you what you want to see. I would have walked into that room and seen a bunch of naked hot women.
Actually, still alive.
To be fair, he's dead. Now she's rich.
Yeah.
Oh, because they're married.
Yeah.
She could make up any story she wanted to. So like, oh, he tried to assault me.
Dump him down the well.
Dump him down the well. He's gone. He never came back.
Until his adventuring group comes back.
That's fair. That's
Detect
fair.
Magic. Oh, some magic items at the bottom as well.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this grim fairy tale story.